But please understand that everything is not in your hand. You might be functioning perfectly, but because your environment or your family or your society is in a certain stage of karma, certain things might happen to you that would not otherwise have happened in a normal circumstance. Very often people's luck changes for better or worse after they get married, because now another person's karma has interacted with them. The reason, I'll explain this later next week, but there's a reason, there are many karmic reasons why yogis and religious people get so excited about sexuality. Because sexuality has certain unexpected consequences in the karmic stream. So that is the reason why, not prudery. I'll explain that in depth next time. The fact that you are in relationship with another person, it does have an impact on your karma. It cannot be that you are completely oblivious. Yes, you can. If you really want to protect yourself and not allow anything in, you can create that bubble around yourself. There are certain yogis, they deliberately break, they go to the forest. People come, they throw stones, they run away, they go to the Himalayas. They don't want that danger. Because see, every time you do karma, no, it has a, for want of a better word, stickiness to it. For want of a better word, the karma has a sticky quality to it. And that sticky quality, it deepens what are called your vasanas and your samaskaras. Now, these are two very important words in yoga. They basically mean the same, but they use them. Your vasana and your samaskaras are your tendencies. Your desires create certain tendencies, certain grooves in your mind. They create certain aptitude. They create certain impressions, and that impression deepens and deepens. In neurological terms, they say that your habits become neurological pathways. You have certain reactions in a certain conditioned manner. That is vasana and samskara. And your vasana and samskara determine the kind of person you will become. Now, reincarnation, you know, when we take human birth, that is only something that you do for 60, 70, 80, 100 years. The personality never reincarnates. This is the big mistake that people make. When you say rebirth, past life, you are thinking that it is some version of you, hopefully new improved version. No, you are a one-time shot. In that sense, each human birth is unique. What reincarnates is not the personality. What reincarnates is always the tendency and the desire, vasana samskara reincarnate. And how it reincarnates is a very complex and interesting process. As you are dying, your prana, you know, your basic chakras start disintegrating. But your prana or your pranic intelligence tries to reform them. And it tries to reform them with the tattvas, you know, earth, water, fire, air, which are the energy vibrations. And how they reform according to your vasana and your samskara. Your tendency creates. So we are all unconsciously exactly what we wanted to be. The more we did certain kinds of behaviors, the more and more we tended, and our chakra start vibrating like that only. The way the chakra manipulates the tattva, it becomes, you know, the primary chakras manipulate the tattva, and that is in the human form or the human shape. Now it can be, this very most famous example of how this was beaten was Ramana Maharishi. When his mother was dying, he sat for 2 hours beside her and he wouldn't let the chakras reform. He just liberated her. He worked all her karma right out there. Because he knew that it was going to, when the body is, you're quitting the body, your energy, your prana is exiting the body, it's looking to reform. On the basis of the vasana and the samskara, it is looking to reform. And he just wouldn't allow it. He just wouldn't allow it. He just dissolved the whole thing there. Very complex and dangerous process. I don't recommend it. Only people like him can do it. But it is possible. Consciously, yogis do that. They don't allow their chakras to reform. Because vasana samskara, they have completely defeated. They have completely won over. So, this is the problem with trying to see the unique personality in the next life is again problematic, you know, because again now we come to the next most important thing in karma, with the concept of rinanubandhan. Rina means debt, bandhan means bond. So the debt, the karmic debt we owe somebody, which ties us to other people. Every person we meet is because we have rinanubandhan, whether strong or not. Of course, with family the rinanubandhan is enormous. But when we try to look for that unique personality again, problems happen. Why? Because we come back many times, we come back with different roles. Sometimes we are mother, sometimes we are father, sometimes we are children, sometimes we are friend, sometimes we are enemies. We have murdered somebody. In recent times, the most funny example of this that I saw from the Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, no? His wife, she was his sister in his previous birth. Yeah, at that time he was a Sadhguru, something Brahma he was. And she was a sister and she had this desire to love her brother, but she couldn't because of the social reasons, and he used to be a Naga Sadhu, so she couldn't even be in the same room with him. But that desire carried forward, you see, Vasana Samskara, that desire carried forward. And later on he told her, you know, that previous lifetime, and she said, what do you, he said, don't you remember the first letter you wrote to me in this lifetime? He picked it out and showed it to her, and she had actually written to the man she was going to marry, dear brother. That is how strong Vasana Samskara is, that is how strong it carries forward. But the personality doesn't carry forward, you see, because if she had the personality of the sister, she wouldn't have. Which is why they say, don't go looking. Don't go looking into the relationships of the people around you, who were there in the previous life. Because, you know, I know personally a case of a guy who found out that he was married to somebody who used to be his mom. The kind of sheer, the shock and horror and all the cultural conditioning. There is a reason why you are not given memory of your previous births. Yeah? Sufficient unto this life is the evil thereof. You know? Swami Vivekananda used to say, is janam ka memory sambhal nahi pata hai. You want to, you can't tolerate all the memories of this lifetime. You want, yeah? You want to know everything. Don't be idiotic. Yeah? That's not a sensible thing to do. And this is the reason why you might suddenly find out in one lifetime you are extremely popular and famous, and this lifetime koi puchta nahi hai. In one lifetime you were very beautiful, everybody was so appreciative, and this lifetime you are ugly ass. You know, how did this happen? Why did this happen? The universe tends to balance out. When you were extremely rich, you probably misused that opportunity given to you. So this time round you are being put in a position where you learn the value of money. When you were extremely attractive or popular, you misused that opportunity given to you. So this time you are learning how it feels to be rejected. Karma is blind that way. Karma is complete blind justice. And there is no point complaining about it.